Now, the third point that the Buddha mentioned was also a very important one. And it was one also which might sound rather strange to modern ears. The Buddha said that within the Sangha there should be no change in any accepted practice or formulation. Everything should be kept unchanged. The laws, for instance, which govern the Sangha should be kept unchanged. Now, in modern times, people are very fond of changing things. People are crazy after something new. And the idea that you can't change anything will strike them rather strangely, and they may not like it at all. So we have to try to understand what the Buddha meant here. The Buddha certainly didn't mean that the bhikkhus, in this case, could not change anything at all. In fact, on a certain other occasion, he did say that they could abolish the minor rules if they thought fit. In fact, they thought fit after his death not to abolish them. But that was another point. I think the point that the Buddha was making, that there has to be continuity. There can be developments within Buddhism. There can be developments within the Sangha. And there can be developments within the FWBO. But they have to be in harmony with, in continuity with, whatever has gone before. And in a way, this gathering itself, this 1 week anniversary retreat, is an example of that. We're celebrating the founding of the FWBO. We're celebrating FWBO Day, except that this time it's a week-long celebration, not just one day. I can't remember just when we started celebrating FWBO Day. It was quite a long time ago. And for a while we celebrated it just over one day, usually the day before, we celebrated WBO Day. But over the years, things changed a bit. The nature of the celebration changed. And last year, as I remember, for some reason or other, no, so to speak, official celebration was organized at all. So I was not very happy personally about that, so I decided I'd give a talk on FWBO Day at the Birmingham Centre. I did, and we had a very, very good turnout. So we had a talk, Dharmamati led a rather lengthy puja, and that was our FWBO Day celebration. Nobody organised it. It wasn't really announced much beforehand. But people came from, well, all quarters of the British Isles, it seems. Coaches were turning up outside, and the place, the Birmingham Buddhist Centre, was absolutely packed. So, but this year, what, a whole week-long celebration, so to speak, has been organised. And I'm very glad to see that so many people have gathered, and not only gathered, but gathered for a whole week of meditation and talks and puja, so that FWBO Day, or the anniversary of the founding of the FWBO, is being celebrated, but celebrated in a way that it hasn't been celebrated before. So there has been a change, but there has been continuity. On each of these occasions, on each of these years, we're doing the same thing. We're remembering, we're celebrating the original founding of the FWBO, but we're doing it in different ways, year by year, culminating in the way in which we're doing it on this occasion, this year of 2008. So this illustrates, I think, what the Buddha is getting at when he tells his disciples they should not change anything. He didn't mean that literally nothing at all should be changed. And of course, in the course of Buddhist history, a number of things have been changed, sometimes for the better, sometimes for the worse. But the principle to be remembered is that the change should be in accordance with what has gone before. It should be the continuation of the tradition in another form, not something completely new, something foreign, which is merely added on to what we are already doing. So that's a very important point, and I'm glad to see that point exemplified in the way that year by year we are celebrating the anniversary of the FWBO itself.